Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. Bab istihbabi ziyaratil qubur lirijal wa ma yaquluhu az-zair. Alhamdulillah, this is the 66th chapter of Riyadu Salihin. Imam Nawawi rahmatullahi alayhi discusses now it being mustahab to visit the graves for the men and what the visitor should recite. An Buraydah radiyallahu ta'ala anhu qala Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam كنت نهيتكم عن زيارة القبور فزوروها رواه مسلم وفي رواية فمن أراد أن يزور القبور فليزور فإنها تذكرنا الآخرة. رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم said that I used to prohibit you visiting the graves, but now you must go and visit them. Another narration, فمن أراد أن يزور القبور فليزور. Whoever wishes to visit the Qabristan, he should visit. Why? Because it will remind us of the Akhirah. So in this hadith we understand that initially Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he forbade the Muslims from visiting the graves. The reason for this was they had just come out from the period of ignorance, from the era of ignorance, from Jahiliyyah. And Jahiliyyah, they used to worship idols, they should worship the tombs, and they would do all those type of practices. Now, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, initially he wanted iman, he wanted faith to be infested in, or put very, very firmly into the hearts of the believers, and so that the iman becomes unshakable. So by going to the Qabristan and visiting the Qabristan, just after coming out from the period of Jahiliyyah, it may remind them of the idol worshipping that they were doing, and a person could just then fall again and slip and start worshipping idols or start worshipping the tombs. Therefore, Rasulullah waited for a period of time until iman became solid in the hearts and shirk, polytheism, and all these practices came out of the hearts. Now Rasulullah gave them the permission to go and visit the qubur, to go and visit the qabristan and the graves. Why? فَإِنَّهَا تُذَكِّرُنَا الْآخِرَةِ. Because by visiting the qabr, immediately a person will be reminded of maut. And we did yesterday, جَاءَ الْمَوْتُ بِمَا فِيهِ جَاءَ الْمَوْتُ بِمَا فِيهِ. Rasulullah would address his people in the early part of the morning and tell them to remember maut. أَكْثِرُ ذِكْرَ هَذِي مِنْ لَذَّاتِ. Remember maut often. So when a person goes to the qabrastan, this is a natural feeling that now you look at all the deceased. You'll be standing by the qabr of your father or your mother, and you will realize that one day you also have to leave this world, like how they are gone. And once the mayyat is gone, now he cannot do any actions. So then it inspires the person himself now to start preparing and doing amal-e-salihah. And so that when he goes into the qabr, he is ready to face whatever the condition of the qabr is. وعن عائشة رضي الله تعالى عنها قالت كان رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم كلما كان ليلتها من رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم يخرج من آخر الليل إلى البقي. سيدنا عائشة رضي الله تعالى عنها says whenever it was her turn to be with Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم, then Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم would emerge in the last part of the night. He would go to Jannatul Baqi. Imagine in the night now he would go to Jannatul Baqi, the graveyard in Madinah Munawwara. فيقول السلام عليكم دار قوم مؤمنين وأتاكم ما توعدون غدا مؤجلون وإنا إن شاء الله بكم لاحقون اللهم اغفر لأهل بقيع الغرقد رواه مسلم. So Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam would make salam to the inmates of the qabr, and he would say السلام عليكم دار قوم مؤمنين, O abode of the believers. وأتاكم ما توعدون, that which you have been promised. غَدًا مُؤَجَّلُونَ, so that which you have been promised for tomorrow has come to you. وَإِنَّا إِنْ شَاءَ اللَّهُ بِكُمْ لَاحِقُونَ, if Allah wills, we will join you soon. O Allah, forgive the people of Baqi'. بَقِيعُ الْغَرْقَدْ. غَرْقَدْ means cactus tree. So before, where the Jannatul Baqi is presently, there were those cactus trees, those trees, غَرْقَدْ in Arabic. It was full of those trees. And then it was removed. Therefore, it is now known as Baqi', not Baqi'ul Gharqad. It is known as Al-Baqi' or Jannatul Baqi'. So, So Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam made dua for the inmates of the qabr of Jannatul Baqi. Oh Allah, forgive them. So this again is the dua that we, when we go, inshallah we'll do it the next lesson, the dua that we read when we go to the qabrastan, we make salam to the people, the inmates of the qabr. May Allah ta'ala give us tawfiq and hidayat to visit the qubur. So many of us, deceased have left this world, family members have passed away, and still we haven't even visited the qubur. It is important for us to go because it will remind us of the akhirat. Also when you go to the qabristan, you will read for the people who have passed away. They will also receive the blessings and the sawab, isali sawab. They will also get the sawab for it. And when we leave this world, the people will also come visit our qubur. It's very important that we fulfill the adab of the qubur. Many times we go to the qabristan. It's very, very prevalent nowadays that we are burying the deceased, but we are busy with our cell phone, busy talking about dunya, busy laughing, and we don't even show any respect to what to the burial that is taking place. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, Al-haakumu takathur hatta zurtumul maqabir. That amassing wealth has made you so negligent of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the akhirat. So much so that even when you visit the qubur, the qabristan, that is the time now you should not even think about dunya. There should be no business dealings taking place there. That's not the time for looking at your cell phone. That is the time when your mind should be now looking into the qabr and realizing, by this is life. And we all have to leave this world. Allah give us tawfiq wa akhiru da'wana. Alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen.